EchoStar Corporation faces a major hurdle. It has to convince federal regulators that acquiring DirecTV, its chief rival in the satellite TV market, will not create a monopoly. If it succeeds, EchoStar will become the nation's leading provider of home satellite television service. Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET in Detroit.
On a conference call with journalists yesterday, EchoStar chair Charles Ergen breathed a quick sigh and uttered the words he says he's waited years to say.
We've always had a vision at EchoStar about trying to compete with cable, and for the first time, I think we really put together a company that can actually do that on all levels.
EchoStar's $26 billion purchase of General Motors' Hughes Electronics division, the corporate parent of DirecTV, would create the nation's single largest provider of satellite television. Ergen proudly notes the newly merged firm would have about 17 million subscribers and tremendous revenue potential. That is, if the deal is approved by federal regulators, which is hardly a given. Groups like the National Consumers League and the American Antitrust Institute are petitioning the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department to void the merger on grounds that it would create a monopoly. The Antitrust Institute's Bert Fohr says the new EchoStar would be so much larger than the nation's other remaining satellite television provider, Pegasus, that EchoStar's mere presence would hinder innovation and stop new companies from entering the field, especially, Fohr says, in rural areas not wired for cable.
They've been growing by about 28% at a time when cable is growing by about 1%. So they're doing pretty well, and they are bringing competition to the cables. We believe that the consumers will be better off if they continue to have the dynamic of the two satellite companies to continue to compete against each other.
The deal is already causing jitters on Wall Street, where some analysts give it no more than a 1 in 3 chance of being approved by the government. But Standard & Poor's Howard Cho says the merger would help stem the red ink overflowing at Hughes Electronics, while also eliminating service duplication between DirecTV and EchoStar. So Cho says S&P recommends buying into EchoStar.
We have been impressed by EchoStar, and as long as the consumer is not seriously compromised in terms of their choice and in terms of their cost, and if presented well, then it certainly has a decent chance of getting approved.
The question becomes whether EchoStar can successfully argue that in essence it takes a virtual monopoly to compete with another virtual monopoly. In this case, the cable systems that generally operate without competition in media markets. But EchoStar Chair Charles Ergen says the government has already laid the groundwork for the merger to be approved.
The government in 1980 set up the DBS spectrum to compete with cable. There was no competition to cable. That's why they did it. Finally, for the first time, I think the government and the FCC can see that vision come to fruition with a combination of these companies.
But even some financial analysts who believe EchoStar has a good argument for the merger admit the company faces a tough audience. Federal regulators have not looked kindly on such deals in the past. It will likely take up to a year for the government to reach a final verdict on the deal. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.